we are optimistic of a recovery, that of nationwide recovery, and I think it's very important that we're very cognizant that it has to be nationwide. I mean, I'm not. We have to understand, of course, that the challenges that we are facing in 2017. I mean, we do have the impact of Brexit. We do have what's happened in the US. There's no doubt in saying that we have a lot of challenges ahead. But we need to obviously, look at what we can do within our own control, within our domestic economy.
In terms of Brexit, obviously all over the country will be concerned, but particularly in the border region, counties such as Donegal, there'll be particular concern given the level of cross-border trade that exists, given the relationships that are there already and the potential impact on those relationships, depending on the impact of Brexit on the border.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think it's more evident for us all when we see the border counties of what's happened. I mean, we've had an exchange rate devaluation of 18% since the Brexit vote, and then, you know, even 26% since last Christmas. So that's even, like, when we look at border regions, how evident that is, particularly when we're looking at the export sector. And I suppose as well for border regions, the retail sector is one where we see it impacted most. You know, and what the SFA and what we're doing now is really calling on government to have direct stabilisation funding in these regions, and in all regions, in fact, and looking at new low interest and specialised export and trade finance. I think that's going to be important in the immediate impact where that happens. I mean, longer term, I mean, in border regions as well, with everybody, we can look at export to different regions, but I think in the short term, we need critical intervention.
And obviously, in the longer term as well, the impact of whatever the Brexit outcome may be when the discussion starts in earnest, once Article 50 is triggered, we really need a quick resolution to that. We really need a quick indication as to what the actual situation is going to be, because right now we're looking to the future and to a certain extent we're guessing.
Oh yeah, absolutely we're guessing. And I mean, I think it's going to be so important in the EU that our government and everybody is really, you know, pushing for looking at the special case that Ireland has in the EU, and I think we have to be really cognizant of how important that is. There's going to be a lot of work ahead for that to happen.